way to inner excellence. Cleanse the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-Nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, The one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, Once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Marhaba khushamdeed, welcome once again to another episode in the series Pathway to Inner Excellence. Alhamdulillah, as you all know, that in this series we are discussing the various ways of making ourselves perfect from within, how to be good people, how to be excellent people, how to really, you know, walk the path to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in the past we discussed some excellent discussions of tazkiyah, nafs, purification of the soul, about tawakkul, about sabr, about shukr. We discussed about toxic relationships as well. We discussed about good company, bad company, all of these discussions. Today, inshallah, azawajal, we are going to be discussing digital modesty, which is protecting one's self in an online world. And yes, today we are in an online world. Everything is digital. Everything is smart. Everything is a technology, everything is modern, everything is, that's how it is, unfortunately. And you know, we need to really protect ourselves when we are amongst all of this. So this digital modesty, we need to understand, we need to, because it is such a big I would say harm in today's time for our youngsters and for those around us as well. It becomes incumbent and necessary upon us to learn how can we protect ourselves firstly, and secondly, what should we do and how can we adapt to the situations. Because understand one thing, that cell phones are unavoidable, your tablet is unavoidable, your laptop is unavoidable, your digital things, your technology, your equipments, these things are unavoidable. It's not possible for you to ignore these things, to leave these things, to take out these things from your life. Unfortunately, that's how things are. So it's not possible for you to move away from this. You will use your cell phone, you will use your tablet, you will use your laptop. It's going to happen. But what we need to understand is we not totally cutting off from it. We are actually utilizing these things according to how we want it to be used and according to what Islam teaches us. So that is what, inshallah, we are going to discuss today. One more thing you must keep in mind, that this online world, the world of social media, it's an entire universe on its own. And what you consume online, it actually shapes what you become. You consume positivity, you will become a positive person. You consume negativity, you will become a negative person. You consume something good, that good will start reflecting in yourself. You consume something bad will start reflecting in yourself. So it basically, what goes in comes out. Right? So you put good in, good is going to come out. You put bad in, filth is going to. So that's how this online world and the social media and everything works. Unfortunately, that's how it is. So we need to understand this very important thing in front of us. Then we also need to keep in mind that the different views of different people. Number one, we have the society. Society will look at social media, will look at online platforms as something normal. Everyone does it. Everyone uses their WhatsApp, their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram. Everyone is on social media. Everyone does online shopping. Everyone, you know, is addicted to their phones. Everyone is with their tablets. That's society's mindset. Number two, we have the youngster's mindset. The youngster's mindset is there is curiosity, there is addiction, that if they see something, they want it. If they observe something, they will make sure they get it. If they see a small video, they'll make sure they'll watch the complete video. They see something illicit, they'll make sure they watch the entire thing. They listen to something wrong, they'll make sure they listen to the entire thing. And slowly, this curiosity transforms into addiction. At first, a person is curious to know, what is this? What is this page? What is this video? What is this picture? What is this song? What is this movie? And then that curiosity becomes an addiction. At first, they'll watch one episode, then two episodes, then the entire series, then the entire movies. First, they listen to one song, then two songs, then the entire albums. You know, first they'll watch one video, then two videos, then the entire movie, whatever the case is. So this curiosity then becomes addiction. First, a person says, let me download this app and let's see how much I use it. And today he'll scroll and scroll, and tomorrow it'll become a habit, and there'll come a time where he'll just be scrolling for the next 1, 2, 3 hours. He's just scrolling on his phone, and that's how you kill time, that's how you kill your hours, that's how you waste your day. So this is a big problem. For the society, the social media and online platforms is just something which everyone does. It's normal. But if you look at it from the youngster's perspective, it's harming them and harming the youngsters badly. Why? Because they start with curiosity, and then that curiosity becomes addiction, becomes like a nasha, becomes like a caffeine, becomes like tobacco, becomes like, you know, something which will keep on pulling them towards it. That's where the issue starts, and that is the issue which then stays with our youngsters, and then it starts destroying themselves from within. It destroys their lives, it destroys their mental ability, it destroys their physical ability, it destroys their stability as well, and then lots of issues and problems start. See, you must understand, as I mentioned in the beginning, it's not possible for you to run away from this. You're not going to run away from it, especially in today's time. I have met only one person so far in my entire life where we have these data technologies, and I'm talking about normal people. There are some very elderly people who don't have these devices. They don't need it because they're at home, they're so sick. I'm talking about them. We have children who are small babies, but in today's time, babies have the tablets with their cartoons and everything. Alright, but I mean realistically, from the adults, I've only met one person to date who doesn't have a smartphone. He doesn't have WhatsApp, he doesn't have Facebook, doesn't have Instagram, doesn't have anything. Right? And, you know, we all wonder that, you know, how is he living? How is it possible? I mean, this WhatsApp, Instagram and thing has become a part of our life that, you know, we cannot move away from it. Okay? So there are the pros of it, there are the cons. The pros is there, which is definitely conversing with each other has become easy. Connecting with each other has become easy. Broadcasting to the world has become easy. Passing messages from one place to another has become easy. Understanding things from different parts of the world has become easy. I mean, today in, let's give you an example. I mean, we are using online services. I'm speaking in different part of the world, in Johannesburg, South Africa, and you might be watching this in America, in UK, in Pakistan, wherever, across the globe. So it is something online. It is via social media. It is not physical. So there are the benefits and the pros of this here, which is wonderful. I mean, while sitting here, we can make a video call and see someone in the Haram. We can see the Holy Kaaba. We can see Gumbaz-e Khizra on a video call. So the benefits are there. Okay, we can see our Pir Murshid on a video call. Permissible, not impermissible. So the pros are there. But unfortunately, the cons are more than the pros when it comes to online services and digital world, the social media world. Unfortunately, the cons are more than the pros. Because let's take an app. WhatsApp is an app. Alright, it has its pros. We speak to everyone, we converse with people. It has its cons as well. People are flirting on this. People are dating on this. People are, calling each other unlawfully on this. People are video calling unlawfully on this. People are sending things to each other which are not appropriate on this. So they are the pros, they are the cons. And you can look at any other social media app or social media platform, then you have the pros and you have the cons as well. So, but the cons are more, as I mentioned, and this is the issue. You're telling me a person will spend 2 hours on his phone, and in those 2 hours, he's reciting Quran on his phone. In those 2 hours, he's watching someone's lecture, Islamic lecture. In those 2 hours, he's busy watching an Islamic video. No. Unfortunately, no. Yes, there are some great people, illa mashallah, but majority of the time, no. Maybe 2 minutes will be for the Quran, 2 minutes an Islamic lecture, and the remaining 1 hour and 56 minutes is going to be spent on wasting your time in futile things, on those things which are impermissible, those things which are inappropriate, those things which are not suitable for our youngsters to watch, to listen, to look at. So we need to really understand this here, that in this world where we cannot live without this, we need to know how we need to use this according to our method. And the ways are simple. I mean, if there are many things which we do not need on our devices, which are extra, which are extravagant, which are useless, which are futile, which it's not necessary for it to be there and not supposed to be there. For example, movie apps. For example, TV series apps. For example, subscriptions to those platforms which offer these kind of services, music services, movie services, streaming services, all these kind of things. We're not supposed to be having those things. So one very effective way of cutting off from this wrong is cutting it out from the root. When you won't have the app, you won't open the app. When you won't open the app, you won't watch the movie. When you won't watch the movie, you'll automatically save yourself from that. So we need to cut the root many a times, not just the branches. Don't say, I won't watch this movie, but the app is still on your phone. Don't say, I won't watch the series, but it's still downloaded on your phone. Don't say, I won't listen to the song, but it is on your phone. No. We need to cut it out from the root. Make sure your phone is clean. We have antiviruses now. Make sure your phone is an anti-sin phone. There mustn't be any sin on it. There mustn't be any ways to go to sin on it. That's number one. Number two, we need to understand that all the platforms which we have, for example, you have YouTube, you have Instagram, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have all these platforms. On there, we need to know how we need to filter what we are watching and what we are listening to, what we are using. It's very important. And in the apps nowadays, you have the ways of filtering everything. But even then, control comes from within ourselves. Why do you think Ramadan is such a spiritual and wonderful month? Because Ramadan actually allows you to purify yourself, firstly. And Ramadan also makes it easy for you to save yourself from sins. So, in this month of Ramadan, it allows you to control yourself, control your nafs, control your desires. So that's when you are scrolling, when you are watching something, when you are on your phone, you need to control yourself that I'm not going to go here, I'm not going to go there, because the phone is a device. It can take a second for you to go anywhere, wherever you want to do, and do whatever you want to do. Nobody's watching, you are alone. You know, you're behind four walls, you're behind the doors, closed doors. Nobody knows what you are doing. So at that time, that is where self-control comes, where taqwa comes, where the purpose of fasting comes in. In the month of Ramadan, we are here. But how are we going to control ourselves in that moment? So many a times, our plan number one, which we said that delete the sources from your phone, it works. But sometimes, you know, a person will go to any extent just to make sure he commits that sin, ma'adhillah. He watches what he wants to watch. He listens to what he wants to listen. He says what he wants to say. He goes through all of that. And he'll go to any limit. He'll open any website. He'll search anything. That's where we need to have the self-control. So if we can master these two abilities, then inshallah, I feel that you will master the art of being safe in this world of social media and this online world and this digital world. But it is something which is not easy. It is something which is not going to come very easily. It's going to come at a price. And the price is you're going to have to sacrifice. The price is you're going to have to kill your nafs. The price is you're going to have to kill your desires. The price is you're going to have to go against your own wishes and your own feelings, your own desires, just to make sure you are cutting out that which is not appropriate for you. So this is very important, which everyone needs to keep in our mind. We must keep in mind that social media, this digital world, these online platforms, once a person drowns in these platforms, means once he is fully submerged in it, you know, then there is no escaping. And it becomes very difficult basically to escape. And when a person is exposed repeatedly to these kind of things, then slowly, slowly, the heart starts becoming numb and the heart becomes dark. Because these are the sins where a person can commit at any time. You know, I've said this before. Unfortunately, we are in a time where committing sin has become so easy. I envy the people in the past who didn't have the sources to commit a sin. If someone had to listen to something wrong, he would have to go and drive maybe somewhere or go somewhere because the phones were not there, these things were not there. You know, he couldn't listen to the music whenever he wants to listen to it. No, he would have to do something and go there. And sometimes just the thought that I have to go all the way there to do this one thing, will say, ah, leave it, I'm not going to do it. So they were protected compared to us in committing sins and all these kind of things. We are not there. We are in a very dangerous stage. But repeatedly when we are committing the sin, because it is so easy, we can do it whenever we want to. We can commit the sin anytime on the social media platforms, on the digital world. It has become so bad for us that we do not understand how many times a day we are actually injecting our hearts with filth, and we are injecting our hearts so our hearts become numb. We are injecting our hearts so our hearts can become hard and a rock. That's the first harm of this digital world and the social media. Number two, many a times when a person is involved with the social media, then the sins which he commits is secretly, because you're listening to that which you don't want anyone else to listen to. Obviously, it's not something good. If there's something good, you would have being on your phone in front of everyone on loudspeaker, you listen to a lecture of a great scholar, you listen to Naat Sharif, you listen to Tilawat of the Holy Quran, then there is nothing to be secret about and there's nothing wrong about it as well. But the sins which we are committing, it's 99% the time where we are alone, whether it is watching a movie or watching a series or watching a song or watching something illicit or whatever the case is, you know, we make sure that we are in privacy. And the sins which are committed in privacy, it affects your public character. Because in privacy, you are damaging yourself and you don't realize that it has an emotional effect on you, a physical effect on you, a mental effect on you. Now, when you come in front of people and you start speaking and conversing to people, this becomes an issue. Your public character starts getting affected and who you are starts getting a big question mark. People then slowly, slowly start moving away from you. You start becoming aggressive, you start becoming wild, you start becoming bad, you start becoming weird, all these kind of things. So we need to understand this as well. This is the second harm of this digital world and social media platforms. Number three, this digital habits which you have shapes your future iman and your future marriages as well. What kind of a believer you are going to be if you are on this path, you will only determine with what you are doing on social media. You are busy with filth, the path ahead is going to be filthy. When you are busy with good, the path ahead is going to be good. That's one. And the second thing, it shapes your future marriages as well. Because we have seen cases where people have started dating, people have had relationships, people have done everything on social media platforms, online, to the extent that now they have no face to show to their wife, to their husband, to their family if they're not married. And to their children as well, if they have children. So their marriage now becomes a problem, their relationships are now in danger, and also shapes a person for the future. But sometimes a person, through social media experiences, he has faced so much trauma, so much difficulty, so much discouraging events, that now he feels that in the future also, even if I get married, it's not going to benefit me, it's not going to help me in any way. Because you know, that the shock is with him. And when the shock is with him, then he feels that, you know, it's nothing's going to recover. He's not going to recover from it ever again. And he's not going to be able to handle that relationship and that relationship which he was supposed to maintain. So this becomes a problem. So this online and social media effect in digital world can affect our lives, our personal lives, mental health, our physical health, and many other issues will come to it. So again, I want to give you, how do we tackle this digital fitna? Number one, you must control the algorithms. Mute, unfollow, block. I told you, delete those apps, unfollow certain pages, mute certain people or certain things, block certain things, block these ads, block those things, filter your vision, what you are watching on the social media, what must show in front of you. Once you do that, once your device understands your algorithm, what you watch is what's going to come in front of you. You watched it one video, it's going to come, and different aspects of it are going to come on your phone. You watch the one Islamic video, inshallah your phone will be filled with Islamic things. So you need to understand algorithm very importantly. Number two, avoid isolation or devices. Yes, be in front of everyone. When you're in front of someone, the people around you will stop you from watching something wrong or doing something wrong. Why? Because you are with people, and when you are with people, you will automatically feel that I cannot watch this video, I cannot listen to this song, I cannot do this thing because I am surrounded by people. So no problem. At that time, you will not commit the sin, and who knows that one opportunity which you had, it will protect you from the sin which you were supposed to commit at that time. Number three, replace scrolling with a purpose. Don't just spend hours at and scrolling. Have a purpose behind it. Now, why am I on the social media platform? Well, what did I come to do? In place of this, I could have read this book. In place of this, I could have done this. In place of this, I could have done something positive. In place of this, I could have started preparing myself mentally. In place of this, I could have started maybe planned a business. In place of this, I could have planned something for my future. In place of this, I could have studied. Why am I on this device at this moment? Don't I have anything else important, anything more important to do at this moment? If the answer is yes, leave that phone. This much control you need to have over yourself. The phone doesn't control you. You need to control your phone. So this is what we need to understand of how to tackle this digital fitna and this fitna within ourselves now. Unfortunately, being on social media has its advantages and disadvantages, as we discussed. Advantages, I told you that there are many things which we couldn't do, which now we are doing easily. Alhamdulillah, I mean, whilst moving around, I can have my Quran on my cell phone. I don't, if my Quran Sharif is at home and I'm traveling, I'm waiting for someone in the car, I can take up my device, I can open the Quran app, I can study the Quran. So there's a benefit. I can study the Hadith, I can listen to a lecture, I can listen to Naat, I can listen to Tilawat. I can do so many good things. I can plan events, I can discuss things, I can have business meetings. So all these are pros, advantages. But the disadvantages are a problem. And all the disadvantages we mentioned, and it's difficult to control yourself because you will need to have discipline. As we had discipline for Salah, we had discipline for many other things, you will need to have discipline for you as well. If you can have that discipline, then the court is yours. The war ball is in your court. You will be successful. So we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us better people. I would just give you this last call to action, that audit your phone tonight. Tonight, sit down, take a look at your phone and scroll through it. Whatever you feel is unimportant, whatever you feel is not supposed to be there, delete it. Whatever you feel is not supposed to be there, take it out. Whatever you feel is not supposed to be there, remove it. Mustn't be part of your device, it mustn't be part of your cell phone, it mustn't be part of your life. Take it out now. Do an audit of your phone today and comment or explain and get back to us that, you know, this is how my life changed, and this is how this one habit or this one removal of the app really changed me and made me a better person. So we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah enable us to act upon whatever we have learned, and may Allah ta'ala grant us the blessings and the barakat of everything. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep us in the duas. Sallu lil habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Pathway to inner excellence cleans the soul from pride and sin. True excellence begins within. Pathway to inner excellence. Pathway to inner excellence.